Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
One of the top players from America who is missing, and there are several, is Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie was asked about, you know, why he wasn't on the team. He was on the team in 2016 that won gold. And, of course, Kyrie is a fantastic player and would have been worthy of being on the team. But here's what he said.
I wish my brothers well, and I just didn't fit into this team, and I think the deliberation process was a tough one. But again, I have nothing but respect for those guys over at USAB. You know, at this point in my career, I think my focus should be on winning a championship and, you know, in the summertime, just going to support those guys when I get a chance. I grew up in a time, too, I wanted to say this, I grew up in a time, too, where we actually had to try out for USAB, and we did meet up as a group and as peers, and there was a mutual respect that we earned from one another and trying out. And then seeing what five meshed well. So I think obviously the timing's a little bit different, but yeah, I kind of miss those days of just being able to get everybody together, break bread, and then compete against one another. And then the deliberation process happens at the end of like the 4 days or 5 day process, even though people know who's going to be on the team. You know what I'm saying? So I miss that fun part of it, of just getting together, but I wish my brothers well.
Cause he's like, I would have been breaking ankles. Ain't no way they would have left me off the team after I was wrecking shop. But no, that was a very polite and solid answer from Kyrie.
I agree. I said that to Rob G earlier. I just said, what a mature answer.
Yep. No, I have no issues. What I'll throw at you is this, Rob. Do you think, we know Kyrie has had, obviously, you know, a lot of issues off the court, a lot of controversy off the court. This year, he's been great. There's been no issues. I will say this, though. We obviously know what's going on over in Israel and Palestine. And Kyrie, who has been a vocal supporter of the Palestinians, he wore, and I may mispronounce this, so please forgive me if I do, a kefiya, is K-E-F-F-I-Y-A-H. It is a headgear that is a sign of Palestinian solidarity. He wore that to a game when the Mavericks played the Bucks in November.
Mm-hmm.
And he wore it to the game, and then he wore it after the game during his press conference. And Rob, and this is kind of, we don't have to get all into this, but you and I talk about this. Nobody asked him about it. Nobody asked him why he was wearing it, and he didn't volunteer it. So it was just like people look at it, okay, that looks like that's a sign of Palestinian solidarity. And so that,
Where was that game?
In November.
Where was it? I'm just curious.
I think it was Dallas.
If he was in New York, they would have asked him about it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean?
It was
right.
Dallas or Milwaukee.
You know what I'm saying, Chris?
No doubt New York would have.
They would have asked him about
it. I mean, a lot of places. Honestly, I mean, I don't know how you don't ask him. That's not an
usual
thing that somebody wears in America. So
you would just say, what's up with that?
Do you want to, I see your headgear, Kyrie. Do you want to explain why you're wearing it or whatever?
Is that fashion?
We haven't seen you in that before.
Is that a fashion statement or are you making a statement?
Yeah.
Seriously, like, okay.
So, but that's the, you know, he caught a little flack on social media from Israel people, you know, Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also got some support from Palestinians and some other Muslims and people that support Palestine. So that's the only thing, Rob, that, you know, is even remotely controversial with Kyrie this season. It's possible that, you know, Team USA, USA Basketball just was like, look, we don't want, you know, we don't aren't predicting Kyrie would do something, but we don't want any controversy. And the bottom line, Rob, I can name a lot of American players that could say, well, I could have made that. Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
Jalen Brunson, Damian Lillard. You know
so
what I mean?
So it's not Moran, just the Kyrie. Right.
Zion, Paul George, Karl Anthony Towns, Draymond Green, De'Aaron Fox. Like, you know, so I honestly don't know if that played any role. I think it's possible, but it also is possible that they just, you know, it's a solid team. I mean, you can't really criticize the roster.
Yeah, I you know, it's always got to be a part of everything in the evaluation, and I don't doubt that it was thought about, Chris.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's the ultimate, but we just you already know Kyrie and you know his beliefs and what he wants to do and his activism and all that is a part of who he is, and he's expressed that. And so I think that, you know, in these delicate situations internationally or whatever, they're always going to opt for the safest route. That's right. Just how it is. It's always been done that way, not just to Kyrie. And you know what? I'll say this. And you don't know how things turn out in life. If somebody would have told you, Chris, that Muhammad Ali would light the Olympic torch for the United States back in the 60s when, you know what I mean, when he was changing his name
changed his religion, changed his name,
and just
exiled from boxing.
You know what I mean? Yeah, everything where his life was being changed and he was living a different life that most people didn't live and weren't quick to acknowledge or change, you know what I mean? Yet he wound up being an American hero. So you just never know how things work. In the moment, though, he wasn't embraced in the moment, and that's kind of like the Kyrie thing. You might not be embraced now, but you don't know down the road it could. And so sometimes you just have to follow your heart and do what you believe is right. And then that might mean you're going to miss out on some things. And then again, you might have a conscience of being able to sleep at night because you feel like
you stand up for your beliefs.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah. When you take stands like this, it's wise to count up the cost.
Because they're all costs, right?
I wear this. Yep. I want to wear it. I do support the Palestinian people. I want to wear this. Okay. Some people not going to like it. I might be asked about it. I might be criticized for it. It could cost me in other ways, but I really want to do this. I've taken stands, Rob, for my faith and I count the cost, okay? But I'm willing to live with that cost, you know? And I think it's wise. You know what's interesting, too? You bring up Ali. Let me make 2 points about Ali. One, Rob, and this really separates him from just about every other athlete who has been outspoken in that, Rob, and I think we all forget this. We tend to forget this when we think about Muhammad Ali. When he, you know, would not go to fight in Vietnam because he disagreed with the war and he lost his heavyweight title and was exiled from boxing for 3 years. Rob, for all he knew, he was never going to fight again. You know what I mean? It's not
it wasn't guaranteed.
In 3 years, you'll be back.
No.
You know what I mean? Or we'll see if you can fight again in 3 years, or, you know, you're just being suspended from boxing for 3 years. For all he knew, everything he had worked his entire life for was gone.
Went up in smoke right then and there.
Right. So that's a heck of a sacrifice. Now, I'm going to get Colin Kaepernick somewhat made a similar sacrifice. You know, it has cost him his career, you know, his stance. And so that's similar.
And his stance was so just. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Both of them were just.
Were so just.
No question about it.
But he tried to be
respectful about it.
Yep.
With kneeling. He actually talked to an Army, you know, veteran about that.
But the
military veteran.
Ali thing, Chris, you know, back then to be a draft dodger, right? Not taking part in the draft.
Right.
And then to light the Olympic torch. I think that's, I mean, what a turnaround. Am I right?
I think it's great, but I also think there's a history. I think it's great. I was there in Atlanta.
In 96 in Atlanta? Yeah. Well, you there the day of the bomb?
I covered the Olympics. Yep, I was there for the bombing and when Ali lit the torch. I was in the stadium. But there has been a history, Rob, of America embracing African-American freedom fighters, either once they're dead or in Muhammad Ali's case. Now, he was, you know, popular in the 70s when he was still fighting. Obviously, there were some that didn't like him as well.
Yeah.
But it was like once he, you know, when his Parkinson's really kicked in and he no longer, you know, obviously wasn't really able to talk about these issues anymore and really wasn't, you know, someone who could, because of his health, really talk about a lot of these causes anymore and the things he had talked about before. And then he was wholly embraced. So there is a history of that, too. I don't want to take away from Ali, but, yeah, that needs to be said, though.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Rob, very interesting situation in Indianapolis where, of course, Caitlin Clark was the number one pick of the WNBA draft. She will go to the Indiana Fever. And at her introductory press conference in Indiana, there was some controversy with Greg Doyle, who's a longtime columnist at the Indianapolis Star. And Rob G, give us kind of a little bit more of the background, and then we're going to hear some sound.
Sure. Well, before we get to the specific controversial point, before this was even done, Greg Doyle, at the press conference again, introduced Caitlin Clark, asked a question of Indiana Fever coach Christine Sides. And his question was, you were just given the keys to that and pointed at Caitlin Clark. What are you going to do with it? People kind of thought that was a little weird way to phrase it, but they moved on. Later on, Doyle is asking another question, this one to Caitlin Clark. And before he starts his question, he makes his hands in the shape of a heart, the heart hands thing that's the emoji you see on your phone nowadays. Damar Hamlin does it, and Caitlin Clark does it to her family during every Iowa game, usually at the end. Well, listen to this exchange and tell me what you think of it.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
Chris,
go ahead, Rob.
Just totally inappropriate. Just like you're a columnist, right? In the town. I get it's Indianapolis. It was awkward. That's why it came off that way. He's doing a heart to her. I don't think, Chris, if there was a female columnist who did that to a player who was going to play for the people would be like, what is this? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand what he was trying to do, trying to be too cute, trying to be too much. I'm surprised. Greg Doyle, didn't he work at Yahoo too, Chris? Where was he?
I'm not sure.
He was Rob G. Was he at Yahoo? He was on a national platform as well.
No, he's a big time.
No, right. Know, but I'm
yeah,
saying
I've read several of his
yeah, columns. But I'm saying
really good.
He had a national platform as well.
Yes.
It was at CBS, Chris, and wrote there and then came back to Indianapolis. I don't know. It just felt awkward and inappropriate to me.
I mean, you're right. If a female said to LeBron James,
yes,
did a heart sign, and
she would probably
like, if you do that to me, we'll be good. I mean,
Chris,
and I guess on Twitter, you're hearing he's getting criticized, and he actually ended up, Rob, writing a retraction column. Here's the title of it. Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. On Wednesday, I was part of the problem. And he was. But just the first thing Rob G told us, you just been given that.
Right.
What are you going to do with it? Now, look, Rob, a lot of times we refer to, he's a beast, right? Embiid was a monster last night. And, you know, so if people want to criticize that and, you know, but now it's accepted. It's a figure of speech. People know what you mean. I think years ago, Rob, decades ago, maybe when you were saying, if you said that about an African-American player, people took umbrage, you know, but now obviously it's kind of an innocent, you know, figure of speech. And actually kind of, it's a compliment, you know, but I don't know if I'm overreacting, but it objectifies her. Not in a sexual way, but it objectifies her in that. You know what I mean? Rather than you just been, you know.
People say that like.
I don't know
like
if he even meant it negatively, but you know what I mean? It came off that way.
But it means like you've been given the keys to this sports car. You know what I mean? So that's what you call it.
It's objectifying. Right,
exactly.
Right.
And it just. But Chris, don't you think. And again, I get it. It's Indianapolis. They have one newspaper. He's the big dog.
That was actually the first newspaper. Well, I was an intern there
Star?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At the Indianapolis Star. I was their first African-American employee other than like a secretary.
Are you serious? Ever? Yeah. What year was that?
1990. And I was just an intern. They did offer me a job, but I went to the Cleveland Plain Dealer instead. But,
that's crazy.
Yeah. The secretary was, she was wearing mini skirts too. That's like,
wow.
News had a black writer. There was Indianapolis Star and the News. You remember that.
Yeah, the Indianapolis News.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing, Chris. I just think he was trying to be too cute and become a part of the press conference. It ain't about you that day. It ain't.
Now, do you think he was trying to be a part? I agree that he was trying to be too cute, but you actually think he was like trying to become a part of kind of the story?
Well, because he's injecting himself in it. You know what I mean? Like all these things are about him. Hey, if you do this to me, we'll be good. Hey, you know, like it just seemed like he was trying too hard. Like there's a time and a place. God knows, Chris, I've asked some questions in press conferences. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Yes.
God knows. And it wasn't about me. I was trying to get a quote. I really was, Chris. I really, really was. It wasn't about me.
Well, in this case, I think, Rob, and again, the criticism on Twitter, some of it, Rob, you correct me if I'm wrong, but some of it was like you're treating women's sports like it's not legitimate. And when I, you know, heard the story about what he said, I was like, okay, I don't know if he's doing that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But when you listen,
right.
Look, when you listen to that excerpt, it did come off that. It came off like, here's the cute little girl, and I don't even mean in a sexual way. But here's the cute little women's players. Oh, I'm gonna play around with, you know, like Pat, like you do to a little kid, patting them on the head.
Without
or,
being serious,
you know,
about like this is her NBA career and all
if
that.
If I'm interviewing little 9-year-olds and, hey, you know, what'd you think, you know, about
how
you know,
neat was
playing
that?
In this stadium right. today? Wow, what, you know, like that's what it came off to me like. And I think some people have been critical on Twitter and said this is why women's sports isn't as popular as men. No, stop that.
Right.
This is not why women's sports is not as popular as men. All right. It's just that's not it. All right. But it did come off, Rob, like he was patting her on the head, so to speak, or it's the little – you know, the little, dude, they play basketball too. You know, they're so cute when they play. And, you know, let me, I mean, it just, you wouldn't do that to a man, right?
No. And Chris, am I right? If it was a female reporter doing that, it would be questionable. Her credibility would be questioned, Chris. And, oh, you know, here's another chick in the locker room. They just want to be around the guys and find a husband.
And there have been instances of, you know, female reporters getting in relationships with
players. Dr. J had a baby with one of the writers who covered the team.
Yeah, from the New York Times.
Right.
And she was a tennis player. His daughter became a great tennis player.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything blatant. Even when, you know, I've been around situations where I knew some stuff happened, but I've never seen anything like that, right? It was always a way, you know what I mean, Rob? I've never seen, like, even in a scrum in the locker room, I've never seen a female, maybe you have, I haven't seen a female ask a question like that or flirt, like, you know what I mean? Like, or I haven't seen that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob, last night in the nightcap of the play-in doubleheader, Chicago took out the Atlanta Hawks 131-116. Trae Young dropped 22 points, 10 assists for the Hawks, but he was a team high or team low, I guess, minus 27 when he was on the court. They were blown out anyway, but nobody else was really close to minus 27. That's caused a lot of speculation, really, the way the Hawks played without him, Rob. They played pretty good basketball without Trae Young when he was hurt this season. And so now there's speculation that they may trade Trae. And, Rob, I got to be honest. And I like Trae. I think he's very talented. I like him to be a lot more efficient. That's for darn sure. He's a 43% career shooter. He's a good shooter, but he's only a career 35% from three. His numbers are gaudy. Even this year, 25.5 points, 10.8 assists. Would have challenged for the lead in the league had he played, you know, the requisite 65 games. But Rob, he hasn't helped them in terms of winning. Now, we all know in the playoffs, you know, he did some damage to the Knicks. He was Reggie Miller up in the Garden, you know.
I was going to say, you remember that? That was big. That was a couple of years ago. He was the talk of the league.
Yep, he was great in that regard. But overall, he just hasn't really helped them win. If I'm them, Rob, I am open to trading him. And I'm not giving him away. But I'm definitely shopping him and seeing what the best deals I could get. I want to ask you, what are some places, because I think teams would be interested in him. The Lakers, you know, their ideal, their dream would be to get Kyrie Irving, but he's working out well in Dallas, so I don't see that happening. But what about, I mean, look, we'll see what the Lakers do against the Nuggets. I don't think they're going to win. I got the Nuggets. I said five yesterday. I'm going six. Nuggets in six. But if the Lakers lose, Rob, you know what they do, especially with LeBron. They make changes. And would you, if they should lose, how do you think Trae Young would fit in with the Lakers?
I think he could fit in. I really do. And they do need somebody, maybe, and it could give him, Chris, excuse me, a new lease on life as well. You know what I mean? Atlanta seems to be kind of played for him.
Yeah,
and they
probably could use a fresh start,
right? And I think
LeBron could help him mature and maybe, you know, learn how to play.
Yeah, I don't see that. I know Rob G. Everybody's a future Laker, so this would just be up his alley to get Trae Young. But if I'm the Lakers and I really could make a move for Chris, it's worth a try because he's still a good player. I just think maybe there things have worn out and it's just time to move on. Because you're right, when he wasn't there, they played well without
him. Well. You know where I like him, Rob? San Antonio.
Oh, wow, with Wimby.
Everybody knows it's Wimby.
Thank you, Chris.
Trae Young.
Yeah.
No, but I think he'd be a great fit there. I think he'd be a fit in Golden State. Learn under Steph Curry. A lot of people made comparisons between those two when he came out. So I think that's another place that I would like to see him. I think it's time for them to move on. And you should be able to get something, you know, solid for him. He, like you said, he is a good player. His numbers are great as far as the points per game and assists per game. He's not nearly as efficient as you want him to be. And that's been kind of one of the challenges. But San Antonio, you know, Popovich obviously is going to help him learn how to play winning basketball, be much more structured for him there. And he's got to understand it's the Wimby show. It's not the Trae show. At best, Rob, it'd be great if Trae Young, I mean, he should, if that were to happen, Rob, he should look at it like, look, I can attach myself to this guy and we could be a dynamic duo. That's how he should look at it. Because they need a point guard. And he can pass, but he's got to learn how to be more efficient.
Yeah, Wimby might not work out, Chris, because I think he still thinks he's a star. And I don't know if he could just acquiesce and be a part of the Wimby show.
That would be a prerequisite for me if I'm the Spurs, you know? Like, we got to make it known. Look, you understand whose show it is.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.